Blog Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, it's me, Allison, along with Johnny.
Hello.
We're having a fun and interesting episode of Summer Hits and Misses of past shows that go from the very strange down to the pure insanity that is found on the internet. Go figure. And Johnny, could you take the tonight's ads or affiliates and sponsors?
Here, let's, there it is, right there, and...
Yeah.
Oh. Here, get 10% off your entire order... Try again. Get 10% off your entire order only at AdamandEveToys.com. Use code MELON10 at checkout.
Yeah. Bell
first.
Yeah, which should be ending soon.
From MightyLeaf.com. Continental U.S. only, does not include orders to Hawaii or Alaska.
So, very interesting places, if you must say so myself. And, Red Hood is here.
Yes.
Judith.
Yes, I am here. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, wherever you are. In whatever country you are.
Did you get a new text from the devil or something? Or was there someone else?
Yes. I remember this. I remember this as if it were yesterday. Wasn't it the conversation between the texting between the priest and the devil, and the priest and the devil going to McDonald's and ordering a hamburger, and somehow
getting
lost.
That sounds about right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Well, I don't remember how we did it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. This is one of our hits that we have, that we accomplished
Yes. Let's see. How can we take this further?
Yes.
Well, could it be the Pope? The Pope in the Dump?
Woodward.
Could it be President Bush and the devil?
Or what about J. Edgar Hoover? Or
J. Edgar, no, J. Edgar Hoover would be very funny. I mean, you know, J. Edgar Hoover pursuing, oh God, what was the name of, Ma Barker and the blank. Fill in the blank for me, guys.
We don't know.
Of course you do. Ma Barker and the envious...
Envious one, pray tell.
No. It's the film that Johnny Depp starred in. About the gangsters.
You mean, I think, I don't know offhand. Don't know.
Hold on a second. And it was directed by... Directed by... Oh my God. Jesus Christ, it's not here. It's not the Lone Ranger, although that would be very funny. You know, if it were the Long Ranger, a contest,
Oh, that movie. Oh.
No, if it were the Lone Ranger, the Devil, and the,
What?
And the Pope? And it was a Mexican standoff of who calls first? I'm sorry.
It was so weird. Disney's The Lone Ranger. Oh, ho, ho, ho.
Oh.
Oh, no, he did. Yes, he did.
Oh, no. But yet, like, if it were, it was like, you know, since texting didn't go back then, right? It would
right.
be different. It would be
it
them
would be...
shooting out, but one shot for a yes, two shots for no.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
like,
one stab
wound
for yes, two stab wounds for no, one gunshot, one stab wound for yes, and two stab wounds for no, and then one gunshot for fuck you.
And then the guys go into the tension, which they go and say whose woman is better than whose. Being
oh my lord! If it was, oh, I can see where you're going with this. The funniest.
Whose cock is better than whose? Whose cock is better than
which? What?
Whose cock, like chicken, or another?
Oh, I thought you meant penis.
It could go either way.
I mean, my cock is bigger than your cock. And it's a Charlie Chaplin bit where you just don't see Buster Keaton or Charlie Chaplin going, okay, who does this one?
It's like,
that?
Wait, yes, we got it.
But yeah, the funniest thing I think about, yes, there was a lot of misses this year, summer, but, you know,
yes,
it's still summer. I call summer at least until September.
Okay.
You know. At the end of September, we can officially say it's fall. You know, into October. We can do that. You know.
Okay.
But, yet, I feel that tonight, since it's 10:08 and it's early in the show, that if you really want me to do an alternate version that I've been thinking since we aired the Angel, the Devil, and the Priest bit, and they go to McDonald's, I can do that for you.
I could go and do it another way as well.
Which would do what?
Name any fast food place and add name into it.
Okay, we can do that. All right, so how this bit started off, yes, it was the Priest dialing the Devil, I believe, right? Or the Devil dialing... No, because in past lives, you can only get the Devil. You can get the Devil, and then you can get the Priest, right? So
right.
It's after Communion. So let's paint the picture. It's after Communion. All the parishioners have gone home. He's sitting in his vestibule, relaxing, sitting with his
dog.
You know... And suddenly he gets a text. And the text sounds like this.
Master Domain.
Well, it would sound like that.
There's only a thing.
What?
But only if they had a... Only if they had the voice on their phones, if
we had an iPhone, right, and the iPhone was like, what are you doing? You know, that sort of thing.
Right.
And this, it took place in England, right, in London. What are you doing? Nothing. I'm doing nothing, Your Redness. I'm fiddling with my cock. Oh?
That's fantastic for you. Listen, I made 2 double cheeseburgers. And my quantity is how last. Kid.
I don't know what I can do.
Well, go down to the nearest Mickey D's and get me a few.
And where should I deliver them? I don't know. Deliver them to the street corner with a red X sign.
Okay. That's a bad... He
leaves, and then... Okay. He leaves, and then what happens?
Johnny? Johnny, I'm sure you have some food. Johnny?
I'm here.
What would you think would happen? Guy leaves, what does he do? Call his mother? I can only imagine if someone else is on the line and saying, oh yes, I just got the call from the devil himself. And apparently wanted his shit back.
This is your mother.
So, Johnny, you're saying the priest's mother? Or the devil's mother?
What?
What are you saying? The priest's mother, the devil's mother calls the priest?
I go with the devil's mother.
I need a sorry shot, Mum. I'm trying to get some Big Macs.
I don't care if you're trying to get Big Macs. Big Macs are for the birds.
I know, Alfred Hitchcock's going to have a good one tonight. So,
and he's now into the earpiece. He's now into the earpiece up to this priest, right? And the priest at this time. Enter Mickey D's.
Okay.
So he's entered Mickey D's. Yes. I'd like to have, how can I help? Yes. I'd like to have 4 Big Macs.
5. I want 5 Big Macs. 5 Big Macs. And 5 orders of fries.
How would you like to drink?
Mom, what do you want?
Well, I'd like, a Diet Coke, please.
Take 1 Diet Coke.
Yes, 1 Diet Coke, please. Yes, okay, right. Where do I deliver these?
Down to the cellar.
Sorry?
Down to the cellar.
Yes, that's right, down to the cellar. What are you doing anyway? Where do I Diet Coke?
Back at the vestibule. We can't seem to find Charles back at McDonald's. They're paging me.
I don't care if they're paging you.
Listen, Maddie, we don't care if they're paging you. We just want the fucking burgers.
Okay. Fine.
I'll get you the fucking burgers. Now, who the fuck? Back to the next two. Hey, did you just say fuck?
If I can't, like, maybe there'll be a few surprises at his door, or not.
Possibly. But anyway, I think we need to move on to our next topic, which comes up of the Huffington Post. Yes, and it was the Motorola dead digital tattoo.
Huffington Post, silly. It was from the Daily Dot.
The Daily Dot. Oh my God, we get so many fucking resources. Anyway, the Daily Dot, right? And we said that we remember that this is stupid because of the fact that, you know, how many times you slide your fucking iPhone or your Motorola X, and then they wanted to digitally tattoo it on your arm. That's what we did, right? So the digital tattoo of your arm. Well, it's sort of a piss in itself, isn't it?
It's like,
you know,
it's like there's so many things you could purchase. There's so many things that can be purchased and done and have fun with. Why do you need some little thing?
Some little tattoo that you have to constantly purchase to have your fun.
And quite frankly, if you really want a tattoo,
if you really want a tattoo, wouldn't you think twice about actually getting something actually good? Because in your old age, when you turn 90 and you're buried in a fucking pine box, would you want to be buried with the devil texting your priest on your back? Something else.
Oh my.
It can always,
yes, Georgia Taylor enters the room.
Some person could get their ex tattooed onto them and it would just be bad.
Well, if you got a tattoo in your vagina, that would be even more painful.
Oh my!
Yeah, boy.
You know, I could see it now. Yes. I'm like a tattoo. Where?
My uvula. I'm like a boyfriend. A boyfriend's name tattooed up there?
Yes, or a boyfriend's name. So the butt cheek says enter. On one butt cheek it says enter here. The other says pull out here.
Yeah, but that would be bad.
So the boyfriend doesn't even know where to fucking go.
So, wait, you have name where? Where now? And
you know, that would be pretty damn funny. But yet, it'd be even funnier in the legal fees. It says, you must get this tattooed or else. And you're you're looking up at the Verizon representative going, sorry, what?
It's like, what did you decide? What now?
Well, yeah, you have to sign your name in blood.
It's like, blood? No, thank you.
And not it's only like, that, the tags will cost you $1 a piece and are sold in packs of 10.
Over the course of a year, your ass will gain $73 in fucking weight.
God.
You know, and that to me is kind of awesome in a way, because, you know, the insane thing, is, we at AMC Press and Co. don't condone this, but it is quite funny to see a pole dancer, you know, and a couple of nuns watching this. You know, that was another...
Yes.
That was another hit, and that was another episode that you will have to go... You will have to go back and do...
Yes.
Because I think that tonight we can't do what we did that night. Which...
Yeah, I don't think
it,
so.
It was a lot on our part to do.
Yeah.
But it was mercifully funny. You know, we
it
had...
It was hilarious.
We had the best time doing it. Because we went for religion, followed by a man-wielding axe, followed by horse-flipping club in Chicago. You know, Chicago, Illinois. And going back and forth between the nuns and the trial.
Yes.
You know.
Hilarity
and then,
ensued.
Hilarity ensued. And then there was, before that, that was the rabbit, the gay rabbit costume.
Oh, yes. Yes.
That was brilliant. I guarantee next year we will get you. You have to... You're gonna for these episodes definitely go on our show notes.
Look back in within the
archive. And
they're always there.
We're always updating, but it was probably the funniest thing because I think that night I was really pumped and. I was also drunk. No, I'm kidding. I wasn't drunk.
Maybe you wish you were drunk.
Maybe. In some
maybe
way.
Maybe a little bit.
Something, maybe. You know. But yet, the digital tattoo thing, back to that. Could you imagine anything else? Could you imagine anything else worse than that?
You could always have someone who wants soups up their iPhone to the point where it's like, I could give people tattoos. And yeah, no. You are doing what now?
That
tattoos say... Or it could go down to... Or it could go down to people having parties with their phones to get more shit done.
Or people at separate colleges tattooing studying labels on their arms.
Oh, God, yeah.
That would
be
hilarious. It'd be the ultimate thing of... It's the ultimate thing of, oh, yeah, what's that called? Plagiarism.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. Never had as much as some of us have never plagiarized.
You mean to tell us that you've never plagiarized ever?
That's right.
I do not believe you.
one
no,
day.
It's true. No, it's true. Maybe.
Really?
Maybe someone else has. Certainly
really?
Not me. Yeah, really.
God. You are good at two-shoes, aren't you?
Oh, yes, I am. Maybe you should be the one really thinking, Mr. Red Hood.
Well, you know, I mean, I can say... Yeah, I could say, I'll admit it. You know, Red Hood, yeah, when he was at university, did play drive, but it was totally by mistake. It was never intentional, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll be the first to admit it. You know, I'll come up with my hands up. I don't care.
And take it from Red Hood. Never a good thing to plagiarize.
Yeah, because what happened to me, and truth be told, this is all true, was that I almost got expelled, you know, but I was redeemed, and the professor in question and I are still friends, and we're really good friends, you know. But
always a good thing?
It is always a good thing. Because she could tell, this is how bad it was when I went up to her office, was that she could tell at what hour I was writing it.
Interesting.
Which is even funnier, because she said, what did you write this at 3 o'clock in the morning? And when I said yes, she dropped her jaw.
It's like 3 a.m. reasonable time. Yeah.
3 a.m. to write a paper that is 14 pages long. Yes, Professor.
And
why?
How did you feel about doing that?
How did I feel?
Yes.
Personally, I felt horrible. I mean, I didn't want to disappoint any of my professors. No student does. But
right,
at the same time,
shit happens.
At the same time, shit happens. In all different languages, in all different religions, shit happens. Shit
so
happens
shite?
In Marine.
Shite.
Shite happens.
Shite
happens. As you guys would say, shit happens. Or as we would say, shit happens. You know, shit happens.
Yes.
I mean, shit happens in Confucianism, where they say, Confucians say, shit happens. Buddhism, if shit happens, is it really shit? Zen Buddhism, shit is and it is not. Islam, if shit happens, it is the will of Allah. If shit happens, kill the person responsible. If shit happens, blame Israel. You know,
how about that?
But yet, in Rastafarianism, okay? Rastafarianism, man, this shit is good.
It's good. What?
Yeah. Rastafarianism, let's smoke this shit. You know?
Right.
You know, Jehovah's Witness, knock knock, shit happens.
Like, great.
Jehovah's
Witness.
You know, may we have a Jehovah's Witness number two? May we have a moment of your time to see some of our shit? But anyway, it is. Shit does happen. Plagiarism does happen. Do we mean it? No.
No.
You learn your lesson. Abso-fucking-lutely. you know.
It's like, wait, shit just happened. Shit happened.
Well, shit just happened. And then the text alert in your mind, shit happened. 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 And it follows you the entire day saying, shit happened. 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 You know.
Yes.
I mean, that sort of thing. But anyway, you know, our next topic of discourse was, we all remember our argument and our stance on the New York apartment pool door.
Yes.
You know.
Which we all know and...
Which we all know and hate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can go back to our episode that we did that, which I think was more recently, and
yes,
you can listen to that and listen to our bitch, our stuff, and bitch about it, because we thought it was a civil liberty issue, a civil
liberties issue,
liberties case, in which we were right, because a few weeks later, the head of the New York City Council on apartments said it was absolutely ridiculous.
So, good for them. Say, wait.
Well, good on them.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think any realtor would want to establish that. The,
no. Not unless you're the slumlord kind.
Well, if you're the slumlord kind, I feel even more sorry for you.
It's like slumlord?
You know, because that means that, you know, there was a Jew in Williamsburg who got actually burned alive.
Hmm.
Because he was a slumlord.
Hmm.
And he actually was very, how do we say this? Very, 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 very bad. I mean, if you look on the, if you look on Google, type slumlord New York. From New York, Lord Jew, New York City, you'll find it.
Oh.
And it's the kind of thing that I don't think we sort of, you don't see this anymore. Which is why you make, why it's so special when it does happen. Because,
yes,
you know, it's so special when it does happen.
I agree.
When it doesn't happen, we go, oh shit, and pray when it does happen.
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be sergeant's. Not to be scolded for anything about it. But
we're just stating a fact.
We're just stating facts. You know.
Fact that has... That things have happened, and when there's issues, yeah, they have to be addressed.
Of course they have to be addressed.
Or if they don't,
of
that's
course.
Bad. And that's another issue in and of itself.
The other issue in itself, and, you know, we don't shy down from it. You know, we
don't. No, we don't.
We've been known
to get even, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yes.
You know, get even in the severest attempts.
Right. I'm excited.
And take it.
Hey, this is what's going on now. You want to say otherwise. You have another thing coming.
Well, yeah.
Like,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And having another thing coming is kind of, it's scary.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Especially when we're the ones affecting openly.
Oh, definitely.
It's like you're wanting to push and push people. There's times when you push people, you're going to, people will see that maybe not the best thing to do, especially in other in circumstances. That are seen all over the world. Like, yes, let's prey on those that are weak. Yeah. No.
Well, prey on those who are weak. Like somebody we all on this crew know.
Or probably
that
not.
We kicked out for a good reason.
Or let's not even discuss that.
We're not
going to
go
and
there. We're
that's
not going to go
the point
there.
Of saying,
but at the same time, you know, those
things do happen. Things can happen. And there's times where, yeah, things can come to life where this person who is saying, yes, let's have XYZ, has things burst, right? Can end up,
oh, yeah,
having it burst in the face.
Exactly. You know, there's so much shit in this world. Why do we need other shit?
Yeah.
Why do you need shit number two? You know?
Right.
So, yeah. Who wants to take the next topic? I mean, yes.
Johnny? Johnny?
Yes, we also had the hidden police station.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which, Johnny, I'm sure if you ever got lost in New York, you would be...
Which I probably would.
Kidding. Oh, not unless you know people who either go there.
Yeah. I know
there's always that.
Thing. That's for sure.
There's always that. Otherwise, yeah, you would be kind of lost in a matter of speaking. Which can always be, could lead to some good things happening or some very bad things. Like ending up in a police station and wanting to scream. or be like that kid, like, wouldn't say that, but wouldn't think that would happen, but I'm sure if you were a child, if it was a child lost, it would be like, I want to go with family now.
Yeah, the funny thing is that I remember I did it with, I baited the prisoners. I made this poor kid who got lost in New York and said it was the best day of his life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I made him bait murderers with Krispy Kreme.
Yes. That would make things interesting. That would make things very interesting. Especially if you...
The funny thing is the funniest thing I think is if it was a kid named Elio Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, and the Gonzalez kid who actually happens is like in his early 20s now. You know, there's a follow-up article.
It's like becoming that kid.
There's a follow-up article, true story, about him and how he experienced it now. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And it said some really funny shit, which was,
oh, I don't even remember it, to tell you the truth,
when it was world news.
Right.
And then there was then it occurred to me, you know, that was a really funny one. You know, taking it into consideration of all of these things
that goes on,
you know. It's not funny about the kid, but it's funny what we can make the kid do.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely makes things interesting. Especially when you're dealing with someone who's like, yes, as a kid I went in the New York Times because I ran away from my parents. And went to the police station, which I was really great with those deep guys.
Yeah. The funniest thing, I think, would be going back to the priest at the beginning of the program, the priest, the devil, and the kid, and the police sponsors in the department.
Mm-hmm. That would be interesting to see, like, yes, the priest and the devil. It would be interesting just to see how it will play out. Yes, say, yes, this is what happened.
Exactly. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, the funniest thing is that in most police stations, they're like, get out of here, you know.
But if the devil was in the police station, the devil was in the police station, he was in handcuffs. And it made the thing interesting. That would be pretty funny. You know.
It's right.
Yes.
Key.
I mean, EST, you could see a whole slew of spirits coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wait a
minute. Yeah. It is funnier to see that whole thing in real time.
Okay.
Oh my god. In real time.
That would be interesting.
That would be hilarious.
I agree.
It would be hilarious in all sorts of ways.
Okay.
You know,
it would be interesting.
Yet, what was our last thing?
The last topic for tonight is the 7-year-old reporting his mother, which we all.
That was recently, right?
Yes. Yes, it was.
That was. It was recently, and we were like, oh, yes, this is funny.
Funny, but giving candy.
Because we were comparing it to Breaking Bad, yes?
Yes, yes. A little retrospective episode.
You know, that. That was pretty damn funny.
Great.
You know, but let's see. In terms of this fall, we are going to have this radio show be better, be funnier,
yes.
Faster.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have a couple of new things in store for you guys.
Yes.
Two things which we can't tell you, but the only thing we can really tell you is that our episodes, it's not going to be like the show about a year ago. What we are doing is we are revolting from what was a year ago and making it so that you have a more user-friendly experience.
Yes.
So if you go to our Facebook page, find us on Facebook, and
there's
you can...
Find us on our website, which is ansipetco.com.
Find us there, and make us suggestions. Send us an email. I think we have an email link, right, Alan? Right, Allison?
Yes, it's contact.amcpress.com. press at gmail.com. Sorry, had to think of it for a minute.
Yeah. Contact AMC Press at gmail.com. We would love to hear in the next week your suggestion, because that will determine what comes on air next. I mean,
yes.
we are still in not the planning stages of what's going to go on in terms of music and themes, but we would like to take suggestions from our audience to peruse this. Truth be told, in our pre-show meeting, we planned the show about an hour beforehand, and we don't know what we're actually talking about up until 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock when we go on air. But
10 o'clock, depending on which area of the United States,
or anywhere else in the world, but in the United States, it's 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Around the world, it could be 5 hours, 10 hours, 24 hours difference. But
we're willing
to take all submissions that are appropriate to the show.
Yes. Yes. Appropriate is the key word.
Appropriate is the key word. You know, I'm sorry if you are in a penitentiary, we cannot accept your email. If you're on Facebook and you're something other than couldn't be in a penitentiary, we can't accept your submission. If you do it by post, we definitely cannot accept your submission. If you do it by Skype, we can accept your submission, but we would have to see. If you do it by any other means necessary on the World Wide Web, we would definitely be looking at Twitter, pages,
groups. Yes, share your thoughts.
Share everything, anything, and we will respond to it. We might be a little bit late, but we will respond. And we'll respond in kind. The best thing that I can say about being a contributor and being the head writer of comedy of this program is that is that we constantly look for ideas. We constantly look for ideas and we are never not searching for somebody else's idea. If we do, in fact, including the show, I mean, we're also looking for new hosts as well. So, if you want to submit your resume or anything like that, you can connect to the same email address and we'll email you back on there. But in entirety, this fall, we'll start out with a new theme. Oh, crap, am I revealing too much? Probably not.
There's going to be another mix. Things to come.
Yep. And really good things to come. New incentives, new everything. You know. What was that?
Which means fun. Fun for the
Which
day.
Means a lot of fun to have. It's going to be a festival of really good stuff with really good segments and some background music and a lot of stuff that you didn't have before about a year ago that will get installed into the program, and it'll be very fun. You're going to notice a lot of differences and a lot of people coming in, all done by one man, and we're not going to reveal who. But
Well, not just one man, but only one man. So keep the question going, anyone out watching.
Point is that we're going to have a lot of stuff
a lot of stuff being redone and refocused and
which is not just done by you, Red Hood.
No!
Let's not have ego in the way.
No, I'm including all of us. All of us are going to be doing this.
Yeah,
so that we can,
I'm well aware of it.
Make it better. You know?
I know.
Tons better than it was last year.
Oh.
Around this time.
This isn't something we don't know. This isn't something we...
No, but we know this. Our audience doesn't know this.
Very true, but it's not just done by just one person. That's for sure.
No!
We can
no,
definitely
not.
But yet we can cut the crap out.
Exactly, cut the crap out.
Yes.
I agree to that.
Yeah, me too.
I agree to that. So it is with that that I guess our episodes will start on September the 6th.
We will still have our episode, but not 6th, but the 8th will be the beginning of our fun.
Yep, the 8th, and everything will be revealed by the 8th. Just watch for that show, and I think that, you know, we've had a lot of misses, but we're guaranteed a lot of extra hits, that means. That means that we are blessed with lots of stuff that we can reveal in September. So you're going to have to watch. Watch out, because there's going to be new descriptions, better descriptions. And
no, descriptions are good. Descriptions are good. Let's say everything on air. We're still working on everything too. You're putting your foot in your mouth.
Okay.
So now.
So now, Allison, without further ado, for the last time, at least for the summer, lead us off.
Yes, everyone can find us at amcpress.co.com, along with Twitter, which you can find all that stuff out on itsmyurls.com/amcpress, where you'll find a boatload of information will be great to see and do and be a part of the fun. That note, we're out of here.
Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Good night, everybody. See you in the fall.